to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Producer prices, a measure of inflation at the wholesale level, rose in March from a year earlier, but the gain was less than economists had predicted. The Labor Department reporting that the producer price index rose 2.1% last month from a year ago. On Capitol Hill today, lawmakers will get another warning about the possibility of terrorist attacks in the United States. ABC's Selena Wang is on Capitol Hill.
The FBI director is set to tell Congress today that he's concerned about small groups carrying out attacks on America's homeland because of the conflict in the Middle East. He'll also urge Congress to reauthorize FISA.
FISA, the law that gives the government authority to collect information on foreign nationals without a warrant. Attorney General Merrick Garland today announcing a move to close the so-called gun show loophole. The Justice Department now says those who sell firearms at gun shows or through the internet must be licensed and conduct background checks on gun buyers. This is ABC News. Continuing in Idaho today, the murder trial of Chad Daybell. He is accused of killing his ex-wife and then helping to kill the two children of his second wife, Lori Vallow. Here's ABC's Andrea Fujii.
Daybell wrote several books about doomsday events. He met Vallow at a religious conference in 2018. Prosecutors say the two began sharing apocalyptic beliefs and labeled anyone who stood in their way as dark spirits or zombies. When Vallow's children were reported missing in 2019, Chad and Lori were found in Hawaii, appearing to enjoy themselves. Daybell has pleaded not guilty.
Vallow is already serving life in prison. Big bust in California involving toys. Detectives have found $300,000 worth of Lego sets stolen from stores to be resold online. And archaeologists are still finding secrets in Pompeii, destroyed by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius more than 1,900 years ago. Newly discovered, a banquet hall decorated with frescoes inspired by the Trojan War. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Menominee Tribe is suing the owners of Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and Google. The tribe says those companies know their products are addictive and leading to more suicides for young Native Americans. The Menominee say indigenous youth are especially vulnerable to social media's dark side. Four big Wisconsin utilities are pledging to hire union workers for renewable energy projects tied to the Inflation Reduction Act. Union leaders say it helps to know that the jobs for wind and solar projects are as good as those for traditional energy.
It allows workers to focus on updating their skill sets to meet the needs of the project and not worry about are there concessions and wages and benefits.
Kent Miller is president of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers will play in Brazil. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL made the announcement yesterday. It's the Packers and the Eagles for the first NFL game ever in Brazil. They'll play Friday night, September 1st, in a soccer stadium that once hosted the World Cup. I caught up with Packers president Mark Murphy on the tailgate tour in Beloit today, who says he has some concerns.
You know, it is a long trip. It's about a 12-hour flight and just kind of working through some of the logistics for the league. But I'm confident things will work out with the league.
Baseball, despite some showers in Cincinnati, the Brewers had a steady flow of hits to beat the Reds 7-2. NBA, Giannis will be out for the next several weeks, but the Bucks last night beat the Magic 117-99. Doc Rivers asked this after the game.
What is it about that Bobby Portis, Pat Beverly duo that injects so much energy into the team?
They're both nuts, you know, in a very good way.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with a few scattered light showers or sprinkles by later this afternoon. Our high 59 with wind north at 10 to 20. Tonight, clearing, our low 37. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 56. The weekend looking a little better with sunshine and highs in the 60s to near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but. 98Q Country.
That was no daddy's dream. Was not your mama's prayer. But I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire. I smoke my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You like a thought of chasing life instead of dialing bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground. This ain't for everybody, toes hanging.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in my mind. You took the single out of my life, now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my review, no, I don't feel like me, girl, if I circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl.
Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see up in my t-shirt and my ride. Running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world. Baby, you're the only girl in that picture in my pocket. On my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. No lie, baby, you're the only girl in mine. You're the only girl in mine. Yeah, you're the only girl in mine.
Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me
Temperatures acceptable. That wind going to be moving around at about 15 to 20 plus miles an hour. And temperatures 60 today, 50 tomorrow, 60s, maybe even pushing 70 by Monday. As spring is here, the green things are starting to pop out of the ground a little bit there. So go on out there and discover all that stuff. Wonderful time of the year. Our sports guy, Mike Clemens, he's going to join us tomorrow to chat all things sports at 9 o'clock. He had a chance, and I'm going to try to play this, and I think I have the ability to with our new system here. He caught up with general manager Mark Murphy just the other day, and they talked about a little bit of everything. It was an interesting interview. I thought you might enjoy. So let's listen in on that right now. Joel Willing, maybe.
And with Packers president, CEO, Mark Murphy on the Packers tailgate tour. How are you? Been making stops at senior centers of advocates for folks with special needs and now a fundraiser for an event here in Beloit. You're seeing schools as well.
Sure. No, it's been great. Second day of a 5-day tailgate tour. Mostly southern Wisconsin. We'll be heading over towards the Madison area. It's I think it really separates the Packers from most other teams. Yeah. It's not something that I don't think any team does anything like it. And it's a way for us to kind of give back to communities that have supported us over the years and then also to thank our fans.
I was with Leroy Butler at one of the first stops in Kenosha, and he's been added to your board of directors, which he's really excited and proud of. And he said, you know, the best thing is I get to work with the team foundation because, Mike, we go to some of these social agencies where if we don't come and help them out, they may have to close their doors.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's great to have Leroy on our side, and just such a great spokesman for the organization. But, yeah, no, it's a tribute to Kathy. Kathy Dworak, who kind of oversees all of our community outreach. And, yeah, the foundation, and foundation's really important, but there's a lot beyond that. I think our overall community impact this past year was over $12 million. So that's it's a high priority for us is giving back.
You're being humble, but I know that, man, you really light up some faces of fans, people who kind of maybe feel a little forgotten about, and they actually get to see you and your guys in person. I mean, it's tremendous.
Yeah, well, I think they really love seeing the players. I'm like an old man. Who's this guy? But, yeah, no, it's, yeah, this is our 18th tailgate tour. I think I've been on 16 now. And, yeah, it's really fun. Obviously, especially at the stops at the schools, you know, to see the excitement. And usually it's a surprise. So when they see the players walk in, it's pretty exciting. And the other thing that's really is rewarding, we always have a combination of usually it's three former players and three current players. And to see the interaction between them it's a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah. Great experience for the players. The NFL announces it's the Eagles and the Packers in Brazil for week one. You know, how much gain is there in markets like London and Germany and Mexico? I mean, does the league actually see an increase in merchandise sales or people wanting to stream games and interest in the NFL?
They do. I think TV particularly has been helped dramatically in terms of the international games. It's a long-term play, though, really. And I think, this year we'll have 5 international games. Next year, I think it goes up to 8. So it's something that is a high priority for the league. And, the trip to London was phenomenal. Just for our first time to see the fan support that was there. You were there, and that was pretty impressive. And I'm really, really looking forward to seeing Brazil. I think, we're the most popular team in Brazil, and really anxious to see the kind of support we'll get in the game.
Have you or anybody in your front office been to Brazil before?
Yes. I have not, but we sent, about a week ago, we sent 7 people down. They sent... The league sent people from Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Green Bay because they hadn't made a decision yet. So, got a lot of feedback, and, we're looking forward to it. It is a long trip. It's about a 12-hour flight, and just kind of working through some of the logistics for the league. But I'm confident things will work out with the league.
Well, you got to get these athletes down there on a 12-hour flight. Yeah. So, I mean, how close are you to coming up with a plan that you guys feel comfortable with?
Yeah, no, I say I'm confident we'll do it. And it's a long flight for the Eagles, too. I think we're all kind of dealing with it. This is a high priority for the league and international growth. And, the goal is right now the NFL is a top 3 sport in 3 countries, United States, Mexico, and Canada. And the goal is to significantly increase that. It'll be great for the NFL. And, obviously the Packers being, I think what makes us popular is not only the history and tradition and success we've had. I think our ownership structure and particularly I've heard in Brazil, a lot of their teams are soccer teams have similar ownership structures. So I think they really relate well, and the culture there is among the professional soccer teams there is similar to the Packers. So, really, really excited to see it in person.
I learned today it's huge. I mean, the city you're going to be in, it's bigger than New York and the size of Illinois.
I know. No, it's going to be eye-opening. I've never been to South America. And I think... I'm sure that hardly anybody else in our organization has been here. So I think particularly for the players, it'd be a tremendous experience.
What's your first impression of defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley?
Yeah, you know, I just had a chance. I've had a chance to talk to him quite a bit. We haven't even seen the players here, but been pretty impressed. Just what the times that I've been with him, but also just reading about his background. I'm optimistic that I think we'll see a lot of positive changes.
Can I ask the former safety what he thinks of Xavier McKinney?
Xavier McKinney wouldn't be on our team if Jeff wasn't fully on board. So he's excited about him, and I am. Just watching. I remember when we played them, made a couple plays that really stood out, and you look at it. He's young. I think he's only 24, and yet he's had a lot of experience and takes the ball away and looks like he really tackles well. I'm anxious to see him. I think he'd be a really good addition.
I got a room full of about 300-400 Packer fans waiting for you, Mark Murphy. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thanks for making the effort to get down here.
There's our guy, Mike Clemens, our 98Q sports reporter with Civic Media. He'll be joining us again tomorrow morning at 9 to talk all things Wisconsin sports. That was Packers CEO, President Mark Murphy, joining Mike Clemens on the Packer Tailgater Tour.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. For fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Step into a timeless journey at Frazier's Mercantile, a gem nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin. Since its inception in 1911, this haven preserves history within its antique hardwood floors and steel ceilings. Unearth treasures as you explore aisles adorned with discounted groceries, a curated selection of liquor, and a nostalgic array of vintage penny candies. Embrace quality and affordability as you discover discounted brand name outdoor workwear, adding functionality to your adventures. Let Frazier's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, be your portal to the past, where exceptional finds await at every turn.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
April's warmth has arrived, and with it comes great opportunities from the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Stand out in the community with a retail partnership sponsorship at the 71st Annual Flamborama, one of Wisconsin's longest-running celebrations. Gain recognition due to chamber and civic media like 98Q Country, reaching 18 counties. Contact the Chamber office today at 715-762-2703 or visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Meet our new Chamber Director, Courtney, and grab our community coupon books at half price, only $10, packed with savings from local businesses. Join the Chamber today for a thriving business tomorrow.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Hungry as a bear? After cheering on the Brewers, head to Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin. Mondays feature fabulous fried chicken with fries. Tuesdays, tacos and nacho platters. Thursday, chill out with chili. And Fridays, reel in our famous fish fries. Saturdays, save a prime rib. And Sundays, enjoy prime rib sandwiches. Book your party with us, up to 100 guests. Find us downtown Glidden, off of Highway 13 at Grand Street, in the Black Bear Capital of the World.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size Blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Go for it. Take your base.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye.
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark pics you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning. Even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and all the storage you need. Get the network you want on the iPhone you love. Only on Verizon.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a whole lot more brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. Why do I the only woman who believed in me religiously?
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
Every word that you're saying is another step to my reputation, and I can't take it.
98 Q Country.
Country at 9:42. It's 18 before 10. I just ducked outside a little bit. Nice little day out there. A little bit breezy, but a little sweatshirt weather. We're good. Some of the news headlines you may be hearing about today. Let's see here. The ex-vice president of Ecuador, Jorge Glass, is currently on a hunger strike at a prison in that country. He's protesting his arrest. Japan has gifted 250 new cherry blossom trees to Washington to replace the trees that will be removed to replace and to repair the tidal basin seawalls. Nice of them to do that. Send a few trees. I'm sure they'll inspect those. A new study from the U.S. Geological Survey has found that forever chemicals have been found in water sources across New Mexico. We've been kind of pumping chemicals into our water for a long time, so I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. According to a new study, the best time to exercise is at night. So I know what you're asking right away. If you dream about exercising, does that count? I mean, no. There we go. Right button, Joel. So, according to a new study, if you're going to exercise, nighttime apparently is the best time to do that. No explanation. Scientists are using artificial intelligence to understand the language of whales. They've been trying to figure out what the whales are saying for a long time, haven't they? They know they communicate. Is it really important? I guess it is to somebody. Donald Trump visited an Atlanta Chick-fil-A yesterday, and he ordered 30 milkshakes, apparently. Not sure if they were all for him or what they did with that. 30 milkshakes. That was nice.
the U.S. Postal Service has announced that they will be raising the price of a single stamp, a first class stamp. They're going to raise it to $17. If I asked you right now what's the cost of a first class stamp, you wouldn't know it, would you? 68 cents is what it is right now, and it's going up to 73 cents. Here's the thing, I've said this before, what the Postal Service needs to do. You need to charge us how much you need to charge us for that stamp in order to not lose $2 billion every day. So charge us whatever it takes to get that thing to the other person. And if that's too expensive, somebody else will figure out how to do it. And if it's not too expensive, then billions of dollars in taxpayer money aren't going out the door. So they keep taking it up. Usually it's a penny, isn't it? And now they're going up a whole nickel. Oh, what an outrage. And Scrabble has released a new, less competitive version to appeal to Gen Z. How can Scrabble be any less competitive? The only thing competitive about Scrabble is that person you play with who continually tries to use words, of course, that don't exist. And used to be you looked it up in the dictionary. Now you can just go on your phone and see if it. So this has intrigued me now. I'm going to have to look into more details and we'll talk another day about what Scrabble has done to make the game less competitive. All I know is if you're not having a cold beverage, a malted beverage when you're playing Scrabble, it's probably not that much fun.
Lynn Stunkel, a complete rain gutters. Ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telic, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect. Perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Now scanning the country music playlist. Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98 Q Country.
If I call you an angel, ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no, just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close, that's when I know. Yeah, you got your heart on lockdown, got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot.
Hills at 98Q Country, giving you country hits of today, classics of yesterday, always streaming online. And on that Civic Media app, too, download that to your Android iPhone, and you can listen anytime on your phone. That's always nice. Get that little Bluetooth earbud in your ear, and you can listen to us, listen to local ball games. We can't stream professional sports. Don't even get me started. So you can't stream that, but we can do everything else. So it's a good way to stay connected to your local radio station. Brewers today, this might be a little rain bumpy day today. They had a delay last night and then got the whole game in. There's a lot of rain in that Cincinnati area, so we'll see what happens with an 11:35 pregame and a 12:10 first pitch. Brew Crew coming up today right here on 98Q Country. John St. John all set to come in. Gray's going to take you John St. John till 11:30, and then Gray will be in after the Brewer game to take you through your Thursday. Hope it's a good one. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning.
Hey, grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Creating lasting memories with MSC Creations. Personalize, preserve your moments with customized clothing, picture slates, mugs, posters, and ornaments. Find us inside Decor to Adore on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Explore our artistic world on Facebook today.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Northern Comfort System Specialists. We're not comfortable until you are. See us at northerncomfortss.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text GET to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text GET to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text GET to 200-300. Text the word GET to 200-300. GET to 200-300.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing. Unlike at home with 3 teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with a few scattered light showers or sprinkles by later this afternoon. Our high 59 with wind north at 10 to 20. Tonight, clearing, our low 37. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 56. The weekend looking a little better with sunshine and highs in the 60s to near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
I've always been a rolling stone with a reckless streak. Yeah, the grass never gets too grown underneath my feet. City lights, southern stars, no such thing.
I'll dig my boots into the dirt.